This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we go. Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And I got him again. I've got him for 2 weeks in a row now. Joining me again from his bunker is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
I'm good. Now
I'm doing much better. Yes.
Yes, I know, and I'm very glad. I'm glad. Cool. The bounce back takes a little bit with this, but it does occur. Now,
right.
You worked in special operations for a very, very long time.
Correct.
When you would go out on an operation, how heavy was the kit that you were carrying on your body? Was there anything else that you were carrying that was being transported for you? When you were on operation, yeah. How heavy was the stuff? How much?
Well, it depends, man. I mean, everything is going to literally depend on what the mission is. And you're going to plan accordingly. And, of course, the plan is going to dictate what you need to accomplish it successfully.
Right.
So you've got to look at, you know, the limits of human function. You can only carry X amount of gear, X amount of poundage. But even from my straight leg 7th light infantry days, my LBE, my load-bearing equipment, my tactical gear, and my rucksack that contained everything in it that I needed to survive or live out of, my rucksack, was about a total of 150 to 160 pounds. Something else to consider, in those days, I was a 60-millimeter squad leader, and I had the responsibility for transporting X amount of ammunition, by foot, man pack, not only us, the immediate squad, water squad, but the company itself. So I had to factor in with the company leadership to ensure that 2 rounds, and of course, the balance of what type of munition, be it HE, alum, white phosphorus, was cross-loaded across the company. So when it came time for us to put the 60-millimeter mortar into action, we would have the requisite amount of ammunition to do an appreciable amount of work with it. You know what I mean? And then, depending on how you get resupplied, whether it's, you know, by land, air, sea, whatever, that's what you plan for. And that's how you do it. But it brings up, you bring up an interesting point in respect to training, and what do you consider quality training, and how do things play out? Well, it's easily understood that you're going to function under stress, how you condition yourself to function in a stressful environment, in the training environment. And one thing that I always guard against, and this is a specific, there's any number of ways of describing it. You can call it training-itis, You can call it a training star. What I like to call it is just poor training. And the point I'm trying to make, the issue I'm trying to make is during an extended training gig or a focused training gig, from exercise to exercise, you always have an opportunity to go back to your mission support site as you have it set up, whether it's at your vehicle or a specific private table, or, you know, you're sharing a table with somebody. And you do the requisite gun maintenance or keeping your firearms up to speed and lubricated, and recharge your magazines, and that type of stuff, right?
Right.
But the conditioning is, if and I see this quite a bit, specifically in the programs that I run, because I get to a point where that's unacceptable, because guys will be sneaking off in some of the more complex and time-consuming exercises. You catch guys sneaking back to their pile to address something, or they didn't, they forgot something, they don't have it with them, or they never had it, and want to borrow it from somebody else. That's not real. The, you know, out there in the world, when you're, you know, in action, so to speak, you have what you have, and it's generally what you can carry. Because even what you can take with you in like a go bag in a vehicle or something like that, the potential exists for you to be forced to break contact with that vehicle and not have an opportunity to grab your go bag or whatever your support is, your immediate support mechanism is. So you bail out, and it's, you've got what you've got. You see what I mean?
I do.
And you have to plan for that. And it really sets people back when they look at their loadout, their specific kit loadout, from that perspective, like, whoa, if I get involved in a protracted situation, then how, you know, how am, what do I actually need to survive? And here's, I'm going to jump to the chase here, because you can certainly go off on many different tangents on this topic. But 9 times out of 10, I would say, well, 9.5 times out of 10, it always boils down to food, water, and ammunition. That's about as simple as it gets.
Right.
Now, if you want to throw in a bunch of specialty stuff for specialty reasons, that's cool. Make sure you can support it. But otherwise, how capable are you once you have decided and put your gear together and, you know, put it on, size it up, adjust it properly for, you know, proper weight distribution across your body, from, again, another perspective of your physical conditioning and your physical ability to fire and maneuver. So there you have it.
There you have it.
You've got to do those two things, regardless of what your environment is. That's
right.
What it always boils down to.
Right.
Food, water, and ammunition. And can you, it's going to boil down to what you can carry. And based on how you have it structured and full carry, can you fire and maneuver with it and, you know, retain it and use it to your advantage?
Right. Well, I got a couple of questions to ask you regarding how this applies nowadays in the urban environment that you find yourself in, what you look for, what you see. Right now, if you want to check with Super Dave coming up on the first break, you need to check him out on Facebook. He's either Dave Harrington on his personal page, and Super Dave Harrington on his professional page right now. I can't remember the name of your website. I know that right now it's currently dormant.
Actually.
Or is it back up?
CombatSpeed.com.
Right.
But I turned it off.
Okay. That's what I thought.
And specifically, the reason I turned it off.
Well, hang on. We'll talk about that on the other side. We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington. This is Lock and Load. MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. I, for whatever reason, my mind blanked and I forgot his website. Combat Speed LLC. Right now, the website is dormant, and you were about to tell me why you turned it off temporarily.
Yes, because with my heart problem turning into this big protracted issue, I could not, you know, really do anything with it.
Sure.
So I decided just to let it lie dormant for a while. I'll turn it back on and pick back up when I'm ready to.
Right.
But right now I have other short-range targets that are much more important.
Like healing.
And like what?
Like healing and recovering. And
right.
So.
Well, the that decision has been made, and I have a plan, and I'm on it.
Gotcha.
So.
We were talking about needs-based stuff that Super Dave has had to do or used to do when he was in the military, and it was all based upon a mission when you go out on an operation, which I get. I understand that. So my next question becomes, so when you get in your vehicle and you're going to ride around town and you know you're not going to be any further than, say, 20 miles away from your house, what do you carry? Do you carry anything special with you? Do you make any provisions in case something pops while you're out?
Well, I have a dedicated vehicle package.
Okay.
Yes. You want to call it that?
Okay.
Dedicated vehicle firearms, weapons, firearms to be used as weapons. Of course, firearms can be used for many different things, but, within the realm we're discussing, that's their sole purpose.
Right.
But there's something that you need to take into consideration right off the bat before you do that. One, are you proficient with your weapons? Period. Be smart. Secure storage. Make sure you have secure storage. But even so, you need to be willing to lose those firearms through theft or damage or destruction, in order to have them as dedicated vehicle weapons. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Because they always need to be there. And besides that, it really, the hassle, and I will describe it as a hassle, to, unless you develop the discipline by requirement or through requirement to ferry your weapons back and forth from your vehicle to your destination or your home, wherever you happen to have to, if you're not ever going to leave them in your vehicle, that's a big time hassle to work those problems out. It's just much easier to accept the discipline involved with having dedicated weapons of any type, whether they're vehicle or home or, the list goes on. But on my person, I would still have some form of ability to defend myself.
Right.
Because, once again, I may be forced to break contact with my vehicle without having the opportunity to secure my firearm or my weapons. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Things may happen too quickly, and generally things happen very quickly. But, what is your level of conditioning? What is your mental speed in respect to processing information? And, of course, in respect to having the ability to rapidly process information, you in turn have to be able to rapidly gather information or decipher what is going on around you, through paying attention and, being able to process and make decisions with your first guideline being your rules of engagement. And you go from there, you roll it out from there. Once the evaluation and decision is made against your rules of engagement, it's time to make a decision and act.
Right.
And then whatever else happens from that moment on is on you.
Indeed.
Because the fact of the matter is, you should be, in addition to your regular, performance-oriented training and skill development with your firearms and stuff, you should pay attention to your soft skills, tactics. What do you need to know? What do you need to be able to do? The laws, your rules of engagement. And you need to know those inside and out because that's going to support your decision-making process against your immediate circumstances and what is happening around you And you've got to be able to, or certainly be prepared to be able to clearly articulate yourself in court.
Right.
And if you can't do all of those things, then you've got no business having firearms to rely on in that manner.
Sort of the part of the preparation.
Be safe.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave them at home. If you can't be a responsible adult, leave them at home.
Sure.
Secure it at home. What else you got?
Well, I mean, when we're talking about what you're carrying now, okay, all of that stuff being a given.
Right.
Specifically
about the firearms themselves?
Well, not the firearms. Okay. Not the firearms, because the firearms, you know, that's going to vary. With you, I'm sure it's going to be an AR-15 of some sort and your Glock 45.
Well, I would be wearing the S-Dave rig with a Glock 45.
Right.
I have a dedicated AR, specifically, you know, 5.56, 223. But I also have a bolt gun and 300 Win Mag for medium to long range engagements, if that becomes a necessity. I'm not going to rely on a 22 caliber anything to make a kill at distance in a tight set of circumstances.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
If the circumstances require it. You know, otherwise I would fire a maneuver and close the distance, you know, close with and destroy the target. But if I have time and opportunity to hit the target from distance with a heavy caliber, I'll do that.
Well, hang on for just a second, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. You can find Super Dave currently on Instagram, sdave_Harrington at Instagram. Go check him out. You'll catch a glimpse here and there of the things that he does and puts out. And also, YouTube. He's got a YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. He may not have put a video up lately, but some of the stuff that he put up a long time ago is still poignant and means something today. So go check him out there as well. And we're going to continue on with this when we get back. We're going to start talking about what you should try to carry with you in the event things go sideways. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is shooting down President Biden's plan to forgive student loan debt. Melissa Burney is part of a group who wants student loan debt canceled, and she said Biden must take action.
40 million families are counting on student loan relief, and we should not let right-wing cruel AGs stand in the way between a promise and justice.
The High Court today ruled the president exceeded his authority with his plan to forgive more than $400 billion in federal student loan debt. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is sending her National Guard troops to the southern border.
We need the very best to take on this mission, focused on the safety and the security of our country.
Beginning tomorrow, they'll assist the Texas National Guard in their efforts to control immigration for 30 days. Almost 24 on-air staff members are out at ESPN. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. For somebody that's getting out there and trying to set up a kit that they can leave in their car, and let's pretend that they have just a handgun that they carry on a daily basis, right? The bare, very bare minimum of things. If they're going to try to set up a bag that stays in the car, which does not include the handgun that they carry every day, what would you recommend they pack in this, and how big of a bag would this be? How much stuff do they even need to think about having?
Well, then again, it's really kind of difficult to answer that question because you're not giving me any parameters. I don't, you know, what are the left or right limits on the actual mission? Is it just me being concerned or the individual being concerned about themselves? Is it a married individual with X number of children? You know, what are the, there's some circumstances that weigh heavy on.
Sure. So for our purpose, let's pretend like this is just a single person, no dependents or anything with him in the car. He's just got to handle himself.
Yep. Okay, cool. If you just, right there is pretty easy. I would just have like a mission support bag, a small, you know, you're familiar with competitive shooting.
Yeah.
Just as a quick reference in your mind's eye, a bag the size of like an ammo bag.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I'd have like three extra compatible magazines. Now those magazines would be the highest capacity magazines that would fit in the gun that I'm using.
Right.
I would have two light sources, probably a handheld and a weapons mounted light.
Okay.
If the light or if the weapon that I'm wearing does not have a light on it, I would have a weapons mounted light in the bag that is compatible with the gun to use if needed.
Right.
Certainly a backup handheld for administrative purposes or whatever, if it's faster to employ that. As silly as it may sound, a little bottle of oil. Add a little bottle of oil in there. Your favorite juice.
Right.
Put it in a Ziploc bag. So, you know, if the container leaks, no big deal, no harm, no foul.
Right.
But even carrying every day, which can become problematic to pull in maintenance, the moment you have the thought, you know, I should wipe the gun down.
Right.
You do it. So have a little bottle of oil and a couple gun racks in that bag. You know, because you can always, you know, being in the vehicle, you're kind of trapped. You know, so if you're in your vehicle and you have the thought, you know, well, I hadn't wiped my gun down in a couple of days and lubricated it, well, you got it there to do it. Just be careful and don't blast yourself in your car.
Right.
And don't do it at some intersection where somebody's, you know, don't be stupid.
Right.
Just do the right thing at the right time every time and you'll be okay. You don't have to get into these esoteric conversations about what if.
Well, now, for somebody that is not of the military persuasion, that has not gone out there and packed for one of those operations, gone out there and actually executed one of them, don't they sort of have to play the what-if game?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
I don't agree with that at all.
Well, tell me.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
In my experience with this, shortly after, you know, I retired, and of course I had my neck problem that put me out of action for a couple of years. During that time frame, I was asked by several individuals to write like a letter of recommendation. Now, these were civilians that were switched on, but they had no military background.
Right.
So their train of thought was, if they could get a letter of recommendation from like a legit SF guy, they could, you know, that would weigh on the decision of them being hired or one of the contracting companies, right?
Right.
So, but the thing about it was, is they would get kicked back. And for whatever reasons, but primarily because they did not have any service. And it was really kind of a sad situation because there was a lot of civilian dudes that got turned down for doing a job that they were probably more than qualified to perform, but they had no military background. And then you had military guys getting hired because they had military background. And let's just say they were less than performers. You know what I mean?
I do.
Because you have those in any and every environment for the most part. But unless you get, you know, at the top of the pile, if you're working in units that are at the top of the pile, it's really sad. But just because I don't fault anyone because they have no military experience or military background, is it a negative? Not really. Not if the individual has the self-discipline to educate themselves and seek training, knowledge and training, and what it is they want to know in order to be able to do it and actually go about doing those things. And that's it. But those types of people, there's one thing that they must be given, and they have no control over it whatsoever, other than to be as prepared as possible. And that is a chance to do the job. And a lot of people just weren't willing to provide people that chance or that opportunity. Really sad.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, that's the way it is. Life ain't fair.
No.
You know, you got to take it on the chin, move out, find something else to do.
Indeed. So
but
for... Okay.
Go ahead. No, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No. So here's what we're going to set up, okay? So I have gone out and I've been looking for one bag that looks innocuous, or, you know, fairly innocuous, because I have an SVR now, and I've been looking for a bag to put that in that will carry enough stuff in it and the gun that I could, and it's not going to be something I'm going to leave in the car because it's an NFA item now, so, you know, I'll be, but it's small enough and portable enough to where I can just pick it up and carry it in. No big deal. But it's one piece once it's set up. So, I'm going to be picking your brain as we come into the next segment and just give you, just find out
what. Okay, what manufacturer is it?
Save Your Bags. SAVIOR.
Okay. Cool.
Steve Fisher recommended them to me. I was asking for some sort of a camouflage-looking bag that I could stick this in.
Can't do better than that.
No. Are you
better than a recommendation from Steve? Is what I mean.
Yeah. I was looking for something, but I don't want to. And I'll explain this.
Unless, of course, it was me.
Well,
let me correct myself.
But of course, that would be the way it is. I just happened to be talking to him about it when I was talking about it. Anyway, you can find Super Dave you can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington and Super Dave Harrington, personal page, professional page, respectively. Find him on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington, and you can also find him on Instagram at SDave_Harrington on Instagram. And you'll find a tidbit, and you'll see a little snippet about him shooting or something. Or maybe you'll see when he was the presenter at Trigger Time or something. There'll be something up there. Maybe you'll see a guitar riff. Those are worth the price of admission. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. Now I'm about to put him on the spot. We're going to talk about my kit. I've just gotten a new bag to stick in my kit. It is called the Savior Specialist Covert Single Rifle Case. I think mine is 30 inches long. My rifle, it'll hold a 28-inch total-length rifle. I have no folder on it, Dave, so I can't fold it. I didn't want it to be that thick. So that's the bag I have. It sort of looks like a big surfboard case, to be honest with you, or a little boogie board case to me.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I was thinking I was going to stick in it. Now, with a chest... Yes?
Hang on, bro. Let me ask you something about the bag first before you continue. How are the... It has shoulder straps, correct? How are they configured?
Like a backpack. Not bad.
So, with the bag loaded, have you loaded it and worn it yet?
I have not.
Okay, no.
I'm working on that.
Go ahead.
I'm working on that.
Okay, cool.
On the back, now you can hide the shoulder straps and just make it. It has three grab handles on the back around the straps. It has a chest strap in front of it.
Right.
Fairly easily and accessible. It opens like a clamshell.
Correct.
I have not loaded it yet. I'm in the process. It just came yesterday. Although, yeah. One thing that is cool about the bag is when you get the bag on the inside of the case, if you want to cut the box up, each side of the case is a target. It has a target printed on it, so you can reuse the... It's not single-use cardboard. Save Gaia. Anyway.
Okay. Cool.
I never use a chest...
It's replaceable, right?
Yes.
You replace it, of course.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Go ahead.
So I never used a chest rig when I was in the military, but I see the value of a chest rig as compared to the old LBE I used to run. So I'm thinking on one side of this, I could lay out a chest rig. It would have all of my spare ammunition. It would have my med on it, and it would also... I could also put a handgun. If I had to have a handgun in it, I could have a handgun because it has room for magazines on the chest rig for the handgun as well. And I would have one. Yeah,
I need to clarify.
Sure.
You kind of hit me with that real quick.
Okay.
So, and I need clarification. Are you talking about building the chest rig on the shoulder and chest straps of rifle bag?
No. I'm talking about something. Everything's going to be in the bag. This would be something I deploy and empty the bag out and then put the bag on and have it as a big, long backpack.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you're going to retain the bag.
Yes.
Why? Why retain the bag?
Well,
now, here's my question. from a standpoint, here's the parameter.
Sure.
From a standpoint of needing to employ your gear, you gain access to it, you deploy your gear out of the bag,
mm-hmm.
why do you still need the bag?
Well, I guess it depends. That will be dependent on what I'm doing, won't it? I mean, like if I'm in a situation where I'm going to have to make my way back somewhere, I may need it to gather on the way.
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you're, from a mental standpoint, you are considering that bag as an integral part of your gear.
Yes.
And not just the tool that's carrying this gear inside of it.
Right.
Okay, you see the distinction?
Yes.
Okay, dig it. All right, go ahead, continue.
So, the reason I think this is because with the chest rig on, the shoulder straps do not get in the way of the chest rig. Without the rifle in it and without the chest rig in it, I'm presuming it's going to be much lighter.
Okay.
And it'll be present. Now, as far as what I'm going to carry in the bag, since I've already got the medical and everything else, I was thinking I might stuff an MRE in there, a couple of light sources, a couple of blades. Maybe some sort of a really small fold-up jacket, like a raincoat or something. Because it has three pockets on the outside of it that I can stow stuff into. And, not too much in it, just enough stuff to make myself as comfortable as I might be able to be. The good thing,
let me help you out real quick.
Sure.
All right, this is important.
Yes.
All right, I feel it important enough to interrupt you at this point.
Yes.
Dig this. When you think about loading your bag, you know, you're setting yourself up for success, right?
Right.
This is an in-action package.
Right.
Get yourself mentally organized along these two lines, okay? One, what is the value and the necessity of the item you're going to put in that bag? And two, what order should it come out of the bag under the timeline and circumstances in which you need to put it on?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
You got to use those two guidelines, man, to, you know, pick and choose the right items and also set yourself up for success in respect to deploying your gear out of the bag and onto your body.
Right.
All right, cool. Go ahead then.
So the only reason I would actually even pull the bag would be if I had to, unfortunately, leave the vehicle, right?
Okay.
So the first thing I'm going to be looking for is cover. And when you unzip the bag, you have two Velcro retainers holding the rifle in place. That would be the first thing coming out. Then you flip the divider over the way, and there'd be the chest rig. So I could throw the chest rig on and fasten it with two clasps. And now I've got the chest rig on, I've got the rifle out, and it can be slung. I still have my pistol on me. I can now zip the bag closed and then stick it back on my back. And now I'm moving around if I want to.
Okay, stop.
Yes.
Rewind back to the bag being packed but closed.
Yes.
What are the condition of the weapons? Loaded or unloaded?
The AR-15 300 Blackout will have a magazine in it with an empty chamber and a dead trigger.
Okay. Dig it. So what's your first action when you take it out of the bag?
Charge it.
Bam. Okay. I just wanted to make sure you had that in your head. Go ahead.
Right. Well, here's the thing about guns in bags, right? I had a Maxpedition bag that came with this Velcro loop holster.
Mm-hmm.
And I used it. Gosh, I used it. And I used it and abused it. And I still have it to this day. One day I took a Glock and I stuck it in there. And the Velcro loop somehow or other had puckered a little bit.
Right.
So when I stuck the gun in there, had a round in the chamber with it ready to go. When I stuck the gun in there, it hit the trigger.
And it went bang?
And it went bang.
Dude.
So since then, since that, I mean, you've talked about this, but since that time, I've always been out there on a dead trigger with an empty chamber on anything in a bag.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
Yeah. Close enough experience.
It's like, empty chamber is not a big deal to me. Yeah, everybody, you know, well, you're not a red-blooded American if you don't carry a loaded chamber. You know, well, okay, I get that perspective too. But the issue is not whether your chamber is loaded or not. It's, are you prepared to function with either setup? You know what I mean?
I consider a gun in a bag with live ammunition in it to be more dangerous with an empty chamber on it, right? I consider that to be a more dangerous proposition simply from the standpoint of I'm transporting it and I do not have, it's on me, but at the same time, I don't have positive control. Yeah. So when I look at that nowadays, I make sure that I do as much as I can to make it as pain-free as possible as I transport, if that makes any sense.
No, I understand perfectly.
We're about to run out of time. Right at this crucial moment, I'm running out of time, so we'll have to pick this up the next time. Super Dave is on the mend. Very shortly, he is going to be back out there taking names and kicking fourth points of contact. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him on YouTube. You can find him on Instagram. Just look for Super Dave Harrington, Dave Harrington, or SDave_Harrington on the Instagrams. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Well, hey, man, thank you, Mr. Bill, for having me back.
I always like doing my S-Dave hours. I missed those while you were recuperating. I'm glad you're on the mend.
Dig it, dude. I'm glad to be back. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Coming up next.
That's all I got.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten, writer at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.